Hello and welcome to NJ Biz Conversations. I'm your host, Jeff Kanaj. My guest today is Bill Martin. He is the president and CEO of Plymouth Rock Assurance. Bill, welcome.
Good morning.
Thanks for joining me. I appreciate it. Full disclosure, I am a Plymouth Rock customer. My wife and I have our car insurance through Plymouth Rock, so I just wanted to get that out there.
Thank you for that. I hope we keep earning it.
Okay. Yes, indeed. But I'm interested in your assessment of the insurance market, particularly in light of the difficulties that some homeowners have in states like Florida, California. We've heard a lot about how difficult it is to find affordable policies. The assumption, I think, has been that that's sort of weather and climate related, natural disasters, things like that. I'm curious, though, is that really what it is, or are there other factors at work when that sort of thing happens?
Well, it's a confluence of factors. It's not just the weather, although the weather has returned what I would say is to more normal long-term patterns.
Okay.
The truth is that we're also seeing this happen while there's been an increase in the cost of repair and construction of homes, while we're seeing an increase in interest rates that raise the cost of the long-term financing of catastrophes. So catastrophes are financed by global markets that require you to beat a risk-free rate with a investment that you could lose all of in 1 year. So it has to be a very competitive rate, and those interest rates kind of set the floor. And you're seeing really, frankly, an adjustment in those global markets to risk that for many years wasn't being realized. We've had a very good run of weather up until about 2017 that has really, with the exception of some wildfires, has really not challenged the reinsurance markets or the global financing markets. And now it is. And frankly, okay. We all knew it was coming. We all knew this kind of correction was coming.
Okay. All right. Well, that's it. I was curious about that because weather has been around for a long time, number one. And number two, everything costs more these days. And what I hear you saying is that all goes into the cost of an insurance, particularly a homeowner's insurance policy.
Yeah. And certainly climate change has impact on broad long-term weather patterns. But in the short term, frankly, we had some luck that went away. And so between the two of those things, we're adjusting to what should be charged as opposed to what was being charged.
Okay. Now, that frankly, though, doesn't bode well for New Jersey, because the state is susceptible to nasty weather, to bad storms, it's more frequent and more intense storms. And B, everything is more expensive here than it is in a lot of other places. Are we looking, is what's happening in Florida, is that what's ahead for New Jersey or something like it?
Well, it'd be difficult to have as stark or as sharp a change in conditions as you've seen in the Southeast.
Okay.
Or to have run into the issues that you see in California, because you're really seeing some substantial growth come to roost against what has been a long-term issue of wildfires in the state. Now it's actually doing damage to humans and human property. But I would say that, if you go closer to the coast or to the barrier islands of New Jersey, you're going to see a little bit of negative impact in terms of, yes, these markets are correcting, and a little bit of positive impact because the rebuilding since Sandy has been more sensitive to those conditions.
Oh, that's true, yes. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, that was the next question then was, is it inevitable? is that sort of thing, can anything be done to sort of short circuit that process? Or not, short circuit's a bad word, but are there policy changes? And it sounds like, yes, there could be.
Yeah, well, we often have improvements in building codes after significant events, both in terms of elevation from floods and resilience against wind and frankly, distance from wildfire. But those building codes are unevenly enforced and sometimes don't deal with reconstruction, right? So you might have some people who can't afford to build to that standard when their house gets damaged, and so they try to do it without permits or however they might do it. So it's very difficult for this. It's kind of like it's kind of like what we see with the electric car fleet. It'll take a while for the entire fleet to be electrified, just like it'll take a while for the entire housing stock to be made resilient and adjust. And to be honest with you, I think we could probably improve the laws even further in terms of resilience. Okay. Now, those are two defensive categories. At the end of the day, there are some places where we shouldn't be building, and you know, that's got to be dealt with as well, because you have a constant rebuild every time there is a bad weather event, and it probably needs to stop.
Right. Well, and New Jersey does have a fairly extensive coastal building rules and regulations, so I suppose that's a good thing. In the meantime, though, what are some of the things that current policyholders can do to keep their costs down? Are there things that that we should be doing to our homes to help keep the costs down?
Well, you'll get some credit, although it'll feel like a minor amount of credit, because these catastrophes are spread out over hundreds of years, 250 years. So we're talking about paying for things that might not happen in our lifetime. But you can obviously make your home more resilient. In terms of the immediate days, we've been paying for the same deductibles for probably 10 or 20 years in home insurance. Most home owners are now paying more in mortgage than they have in their deductible. It used to be about the same. So maybe they can take more risk on themselves rather than trade dollars with insurers. You certainly need to shop. There's really no doubt about that. Some of the best customers are going to find themselves with such large increases that it can't hurt to marginally shop and make sure that they're getting all the coverages they want for that value. It's probably less about premium savings than making sure that the coverages you have actually meet the amount of money you're paying. So you should look for some quality companies that won't be kind of chasing the rates up and down or leaving and entering markets that are here for the longer term. You know, it's one of the advantages with Plymouth Rock, we're a regional. But also looking for companies that might have other coverages and services in reward for the higher premiums you're paying, as opposed to just the base policy itself.
Okay. All right. Well, you mentioned deductibles, and I wanted to ask about that. Is there a sort of a calculation that consumers should use in determining what kind of risk they should take on in that regard, or is it really just an assessment of your own financial wherewithal?
Well, what insurance is designed to do is protect you from things you can't afford to protect yourself from.
Okay.
So the right formula really is very individual to how much savings you have against such an event. But I would say if you don't have enough to cover 1 month of mortgage payment, then you probably are having too high a mortgage payment. So my answer would be, yeah, at the very least, your deductible should match your mortgage payment. That's actually a lot higher than what most people insure at. Most people are insuring at $1,000 deductibles and are paying more than that in their mortgage insurance, or not their mortgage, but their mortgage payment, and they can raise their deductible up to that higher number.
Okay. And we hear a lot about bundling. Does that actually work? Does that save money?
Yeah, it absolutely does. Because we take the cost of every new customer and spread it over the years that we expect to have the customer. And so obviously, if you have more policies being bought, you have more premium to spread it over. So yes, there is a significant discount for it. And you'll find that there's some synergy with it too. You can sometimes have a auto and a home carrier arguing with each other over who's at fault for a car running into the garage. And at that point in time, it might be nice to have the same carrier so nobody's arguing with anybody.
Ah, good point. Okay. That's fine. Okay. And finally, I'm curious about your assessment as CEO of the economy in general. What do you expect in the business, say, over the next 12 months? The economy seems relatively strong now. Do you expect that to continue, or what are you planning for through the rest of the year and into next year?
Well, in election years, you get to pick which measure is strong and which one's weak, right? You don't have to agree on the whole scenario.
Right.
But like, I can talk about insurance. I can talk about the broader economy. Insurance, it's going to be a tough haul because we're still all catching up. We don't want to, and the regulators won't let us place all of the cost on you immediately. It's going to be feathered in over time. So the next few years, it's tough on us while we're catching up to the inflation and construction costs. So I think for the insurance industry, you need to pay attention, if you're an investor, to the ones that are being most disciplined about their pricing and not pretending that it will all go away. For the larger economy, we do see these cycles, and I apologize for the noise behind me.
I can't hear a thing. Don't worry about it.
But the larger cycles have an impact on us, obviously, with regard to investment income. We hold your money before the next claim is paid. It's a very short amount of time for home insurance, but it's not a short amount of time for liability like car insurers and commercial insurers. And that larger economy at the moment is a little bit tough on the investment side for equities, a little bit better on the fixed income side, which is a lot of us do have heavy investments in bonds. And so for us, it might actually ease the pain slightly on the bond side of your average cost of insurance and cost a little more for companies that are heavily exposed to equities until that market recovers. It's a buying opportunity, obviously, for right. equities in terms of the last few years of valuations. But I think for the larger economy, we're incredibly optimistic. We think over the long term, the U.S. economy is the place to be. And we're always extremely optimistic about where we do business in these United States. We do business in six states and are very proud of our commitment and focus on that area as opposed to being a global or a national and kind of portfolio managing between right. states or countries. We actually concentrate on becoming experts in these six states. And we believe the economy in these six states will be resilient even as it goes through short-term periods of pain.
Okay, interesting. I was literally just talking to a real estate developer before I got on a call with you, who was talking about how instability in the capital markets had really hurt demand in his industry. And so I was wondering what your view of that was. You're susceptible. You're sensitive to those kinds of things too. So
yeah, I mean, for us, there are four big triggers to when you want to buy home insurance. It's when you move, when you refinance, when you have a big rate increase or a bad service or claims experience. And of those, the moving one is down. Clearly in New Jersey, the amount of properties trading hands is way down.
Right.
And that, you know, it's one less opportunity to shop. The good news for us from a shopping standpoint is there's a big increase in rates, which is leading a lot of people to double check their premiums. And that enables us to at least make an offer. We don't always get them, but right. we get to make an right. offer. Mm-hmm. We're a little bit horns in, if you will, because we aren't able to charge as much as we need to for all the segments that we'd like to be in. But for the ones we're available, it's more likely you'll find us than in the past. In terms of, you know, the investment side of our equation, it's a little painful last year and a half or so.
I'll bet.
Not so painful that we'd ever walk away from it.
Okay, very good. All right, well, we will leave it there. Bill Martin, President and CEO of Plymouth Rock Assurance, thank you very much for taking the time to talk to me. I appreciate it.
Very good to talk to you, Jeffrey.
And thank you all for watching. Until next time, stay safe, everyone.